Deutschlandfunk Interview.
Nigel Farage, 6 weeks to go. Do you expect the United Kingdom is leaving the EU on the 31st of October?
Well, I hope we are, and the Prime Minister's promised us that we are, but I rather suspect that we won't be. We've got this extraordinary situation here where we have a vote of the people, which everybody promised they would carry out, and now a parliament hell-bent on stopping it happening. So, given those numbers, it's very difficult to see how it can happen.
To be honest, if it happened, that would be bad news for you, because Boris Johnson would keep his promise, and that would be bad for your chances for the snap elections.
I don't think you understand me. I don't think anybody in media understands me. Look, I'm a businessman. I came into politics not because I wanted to have rank or title or position. I came into politics to change things. Now, I think that in democratic terms, membership of the EU is a disaster. I think in economic terms, we can do a lot better reaching out to a bigger world and still being friendly with Germany and the rest of Europe. So I'm in this to get the result.
And the result would be better if Boris Johnson can't keep his promise.
The result will be better if we get Brexit. I will then be happy and satisfied and my work will be done. But I begin to think that the Conservative Party is incapable of delivering this. I mean, Mrs. May told us 108 times we'd leave on March the 29th. We didn't. Boris has said we'll leave on the 31st of October. Do or die, I'll die in a ditch, and all this sort of great Shakespearean talk. Now, look, if he delivers, wonderful, but I don't see it.
The Supreme Court in London is going to publish its verdict if the prorogation of Parliament was lawful or not lawful. What would be the impact if the court says it was unlawful, the MPs have to come back?
I have to say that, you know, holding a Queen's speech and putting forward a new legislative programme is a perfectly normal thing, but we're living in very abnormal times. If the Supreme Court tomorrow rules against the government and effectively says that the Prime Minister lied to the Queen, then Parliament would come back and he would have almost no choice but to offer his resignation to Parliament. So it's a very serious situation.
Would you agree with this demand that he should step down when he had lied to the Queen?
Well, look, I think the very fact it's even at the Supreme Court is ridiculous, but it is. I can't change that. And I think if the Supreme Court, and I pray that it doesn't, but if the Supreme Court judges that way, who are we to challenge their authority?
You are in favour of leaving without a deal with the European Union. You know the secret papers are now not anymore secret papers, Operation Yellowhammer, which predict, for example, a shortage of certain medicines
and drugs. Well, if that's true, terrible consequences. If that's true, we export more drugs to you than you do to us. We export more drugs to Europe than we import from Europe. So if Yellowhammer's right, a lot of people in Europe are going to be in real trouble. And that, of course, gets to the heart of it. None of this is going to happen. Trade is trade. We do a vast trade with China. Every day, a vast trade with China. Huge container ships coming in to Southampton and Port like that with hardly any delay whatsoever. This is just establishment fear-mongering. It is not based on fact.
Do you underestimate the consequences of a no deal?
No, I am.
So, for example, for the car industry, it would be a nightmare for them.
Well, look, you know, the Japanese car industry lived for years and years and years with 10% tariffs. Plenty of Japanese cars on German roads. You know, tariff is one factor of many as to whether a consumer buys a product or not. Now, look, let's be clear. You know, I was a trader, I was a businessman, I used to move goods around the world. I want us to have a tariff-free, quota-free relationship with the European Union. I believe only by going for a clean break Brexit can we have a grown-up conversation about a trade deal.
You demand a clean Brexit. What is a clean Brexit?
A clean Brexit means we're not governed by a foreign court, we are not part of the protectionist single market or customs union. It was perfectly clear in the referendum. Every single leading player on both the Leave and Remain side said that if you vote to leave, you leave the single market and customs union.
Many people think in Brussels and in Germany, in Berlin, for example, that you live in a dreamland. This is a dream to believe that the clean Brexit is really good for you in Berlin. and bread.
Well, they can believe what they want. I don't care. I happen to believe in democracy. I happen to believe in liberty. I happen to believe in freedom. I happen to believe that the European Commission is an unelected monstrosity, which is destroying democracy at the nation state level across Europe. I am instinctively hugely pro-European. I always have been. I want a Europe, you know, and I've done lots of business in Germany, married a German woman, worked for French companies. I love Europe.
But many people say you are destroying Europe. You are destroying the European,
project. The European Union is not Europe. Those glass and steel buildings, those people who say, we are Europe, this is our flag, this is our anthem, they have never asked anybody whether they want this. I believe that a Europe of states that are genuinely democratic and trade together would be a better, more constructive Europe than one run by the unelected old men in Brussels, and I feel very strongly about it.
Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister, seems to do what he can to deliver his promise. Do or die, leaving the EU on the 31st of October. He prorogued Parliament. He promises to go for no deal. What else can he do more?
Well, if he sticks to that course, then whatever happens, even if he loses a vote of confidence in Parliament, at some point there'll be a general election, and Boris and I can work out together how we can cooperate. But, and here's my fear. My fear is he will go back to the withdrawal agreement. He will go back to what is a new European treaty that would leave us trapped inside EU rules, still paying the bill for years and years to come. Frankly, either you leave or you don't. To be half in, half out would not suit anybody.
Would it be the best solution, Nigel Farage, to have a second referendum? Now the people know what's going on. Now they know the consequences and the details. Would that be the best solution?
Well, there is an argument for that. I mean, of course, we didn't know there was going to be a European army when we voted last time. We didn't know, as Mr. Verhofstadt told us last week, it's going to be an empire. I mean, there is a lot we've learned about the European Union in the last 3 years. But here's the point. You know, that referendum was the greatest democratic exercise in the history of the UK. Nobody could argue they didn't realise what the warnings were. And I think to not implement the result of that when every major political leader promised they would has long-term consequences of trust between the government and voters. A second referendum years down the road, when people judge whether it was the right thing to do, is fine. A second referendum before it's implemented would be outrageous.
But there was no talk of no deal 3 years ago.
Oh, there was, absolutely. Of course there was.
You pretended to say it's a smooth transition.
I coined a phrase in the last 2 weeks of that referendum: no deal is better than a bad deal. It was such a good phrase, Mrs. May even took it up. All right, I wasn't pretending to anybody. You know, I said it should be easy. And the odd thing is this: Donald Tusk did offer us a free trade deal and Mrs. May didn't go for it.
Would you ask your supporters not to take part in a second referendum? Would you boycott it?
Oh, only if it was a bent question. I mean, if we were asked a straight in or out question, we'd win again and win comfortably. We'd win by a much bigger margin. But if we got, I mean, Mr. Corbyn wants to offer us remain or staying inside the single market and the customs union. If we were offered a false choice, do you know what I'd do? I'd go down the pub for the day. I wouldn't vote. If we're forced to do this again, it has to be a free and fair question. I promise you and the German people one thing. We may be a pretty docile lot here in the United Kingdom, but if you push us too hard, you'll be surprised by the result.
Nigel Farage, thank you very much
for
the interview. Thank you.